Time for our regular Thursday chat with our good mate Timmy Williams from the SC Playbook. So listen up, all you Supercoach nerds. Tim's on the line right now. Hello, mate.
Yeah, g'day, Jules. And you've nailed on the head. We are nerds there, but we've got a bit extra to look forward to when it gets to weekend NRL action. So happy to be a nerd in that instance.
You know, it's always funny when it comes to Supercoach, isn't it? Particularly after Origin, they say, oh, Munster's got a bung shoulder. We don't know if he's going to play. There's a lot of chatter about resting players and whatnot. It's tough, isn't it?
It's hard yards, mate, and that's it. We're sort of forced to try and predict what's going to happen with particularly all these guys, as you mentioned, Cam Munsters, your Payne Hasses, all these blokes who carry injuries through that period. And mate, it gets to the point that you've got to look at coaches and what they tend to do with their players backing up. So historically, a Craig Bellamy might try and get his players to back up on sort of short turnarounds. Ivan Cleary seems to always back his players up for some crazy reason, and then you look at positions on ladders with Roosters and Rabbitohs that traditionally being high flyers who would likely rest their players as well. They're battling for top eight spots, so then your Tedesco's a more chance to play, so there's a lot to it.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Isn't it funny, you look at Team List Tuesday. Well, Munster's been named, but the mail is that he won't play. So looking ahead to tonight's game, to kick off round 16 of the National Rugby League, it is Manly at home to the Melbourne Storm. We don't think Munster will play, of course, no Pappenhausen as well.
Yeah, that's it. And massive Supercoach implications on that one. Thankfully, they are the first game of the round. So before we lock in any team changes for the week, we'll know what side runs out there. So Pappenhausen's the first big one because as we look ahead to the all-important round 17 bye week next week, which Melbourne play, Pappenhausen's the gun on everyone's lips. So a lot of people looking to go early on him, provided he does start at fullback for the Storm tonight. I'm in the weight boat on that one for a lot of reasons. He's over $900,000. He has a break-even of 144, so set to drop, hopefully, a heap of cash. First game back from injury and COVID. Tough game at Brookvale Oval. Rain around. So there are just so many red flags on Pappenhausen for me. So I'm happy to wait until next week on him. Mm. And then Cam Munster is obviously another big one. I think he's out tonight, and then he'll miss round 17. And then there's every chance on the five-day backup after Origin 3 that he misses out again. So I know a lot of super coaches are looking to move him on to guys like Dylan Brown or teammate Jerome Hughes. So I don't mind it in that instance, but he's a bloke that you'll want to have sort of 11 trades left because you want him back after Origin when he's fit and firing. So a few things to consider there.
So that's the thing, you know, basically, to use the term business end of the season, that's when you buy him back.
Exactly right, mate. And it's like, it seems easy to do, and you think, oh, we've got lots of money at this stage of the season and whatnot, but trades become very scarce, and when there's injuries to other players across your side, and as you mentioned before, players getting rested, those trades become pretty low very quickly as soon as we finish this Origin period and get to the business end of the season. So it's not as easy as it sounds. So if you are planning on selling Munster, have a decent plan in place to get him back.
You mentioned there Pappenhausen, you mentioned the buy round. What is a good buy round strategy when it comes to your super coach?
It sort of changes week to week at the moment. And initially, round 17 looked like a week where there'd be a lot of gun options that we could bring into our team and stack our teams with, obviously, only four NRL games being on that week, obviously being next week, this week. There's not a lot of great buys emerging at this stage. And there's also a lot of question marks around guys like the availability of Nicho Hynes, CSC for Talakai, Isaiah Tass, who there's a bit of mail around that he'll play for the Rabbitohs this weekend, Ryan Madison, who would be a great target for next week. He's carrying a bit of a rib injury. So because of all these questions, I think this week might be a good week to save a trade, maybe two. We do get an additional trade, so up to three trades in round 17, plus the trade boost, which is the initiative Supercoach brought in this season, which gives us another trade, so up to four trades next round. So I'll be looking at probably using one trade this week and then going hard when we've got a bit of clarity on these sorts of players next week in round 17.
All right, we know how important captains are. What's the key here?
Really, really tough week for captains because a couple of the more popular options are playing in Sydney this week and there's meant to be an absolute downpour of rain. There's only inches over the next sort of 3 to 4 days, which makes it really difficult. So Nathan Cleary is the obvious one and go-to every week. Tough game against the Roosters, although Penrith are heavy favourites. Meant to be very wet in Penrith tomorrow night for that one. I still like Nathan Cleary, but there's a few issues there. Nicho Hynes looks good as well. And if we spoke about this game against the Dogs, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you'd be going, lock him in, don't think twice. But the Dogs are pretty resurgent at the moment with a couple of wins on the trot. So now, a few issues around Nicho Hynes. So it's one of them weeks where it might be an opportunity to look outside the box a little bit for a point of difference player. Who that would be, I don't know. Maybe someone like a Dylan Brown or Mitch Moses. But I'll likely be playing safe with Cleary or Nicho Hynes.
One last question without notice before we let you go, Timmy. Latrell, any strategies around him and his return?
Yeah, so another one who just a lot of red flags around him. He's at such low ownership, obviously, having not played since round five. I know a lot of people are going to him as a bit of a Hail Mary, rescue their season type play. But again, first game back in a long while. We don't know how he'll return. There's obviously the chance that... So South Sydney play around 17, so he could be a major number, but he's also a chance to get caught up for Origin if he kills it this week.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, chance of maybe injury aggravation, I think he's goal kicking this week, but not confirmed on return. I'll be avoiding it. And the other thing is the Bunnies have a really tough draw for the rest of the season. So on those few things alone, I'm happy to wait and then reassess in a couple of weeks' time with Latrell if he comes back and fires.
All right. So at the moment, you're giving Latrell Mitchell a wide berth. Good on you, Timmy. Great to get your thoughts. We'll catch you next week.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
There he is. All the intel, all the goss, and all the strategies. Tim Williams from the SC Playbook.